Your taxes hold the key.
Effective January 1, 2016, the new income tax threshold came into effect. The current tax-free amount of $557,232 per annum moved up to $592,800 per annum. The increase in the threshold means that the corresponding tax-free portion to be used by employers as of January 2016 is as follows. $11,400 weekly, $22,800 fortnightly, $49,400 monthly, $148,200 quarterly. Employers, make the necessary adjustments to your payroll system to reflect the increase in the threshold so that all employees may benefit from the increase. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
The Transport Authority has started motor vehicle examinations for the renewal of all public passenger vehicle PPV road licenses, which expire on March 31. Do you know the requirements and benefits of this early opening? It's time to get the facts.
What? Early registration? License renewal? So what does this mean?
What the authority has done is, instead of allowing the operators to wait until February 15, which is the start of the new licensing period, we have opened that facility so that the operators can start doing the examination early. What this means is that it will reduce the time frame it would take for them to submit an application. So come February 15, they can come in and submit their application to the authority, as they would have already completed the motor vehicle examination, which is a prerequisite for submitting the application.
Communications Manager at the Transport Authority, Petra Keen Williams. The Transport Authority issues one-year-old licenses to PPV operators in Kingston and St. Andrew and four-year licenses to rural operators. Now, in order for operators to have their licenses renewed, they must pass the vehicle inspection.
The inspection covers a number of items, but includes the checks to ensure that the vehicle is not darkly tinted, that there's no lewd enhanced musical equipment aboard the vehicle, that the vehicle meets the color coding specifications for hackney carriages and route taxis, as well as that the vehicle meets the age requirements established by the Transport Authority.
The authority recently introduced checkered color coding for both hackney and route taxis, and these, along with other specifications, have to be in place for the vehicle to pass the inspection.
So when they come, the markings should already be affixed to the vehicle. And for both vehicles, they are required to have a taxi roof sign or globe on the top of the vehicle, bearing the word taxi, plainly and distinctly visible from the front and rear of the vehicle. And the roof sign should be yellow, with black lettering, and it should be no less than 9 inches.
There are some important motor vehicle documents that all operators must present for the inspection.
They need a current road license, current motor vehicle registration certificate, current motor vehicle fitness, and current insurance certificate. They also need to abide by the age requirements, which were established by the authority.
So much things, brethren.
Admittedly, the requirements do sound like a lot of work, but the benefits are far-reaching.
The benefit to the operator now is that without any payment, he can have that vehicle submitted for an examination, have the examination done, and then carry a complete file for reapplication or renewal of his road license to the Transport Authority.
Communications Manager at the Transport Authority, Petra Keen Williams.
Okay, I get it.
For more information on the PPV license requirements, visit the Transport Authority at 119 Maxfield Avenue or call 926-8912 or 1-888-991-5687. This has been another edition of Get the Facts. To hear this and other GIS radio programs, visit our website at gis.gov.jm/radio. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Giovanni Dennis. Thank you for listening. Get the Facts.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.